The scripture reading is James chapter 3 verses 17 and 18 and Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. I read James chapter 3 verses 17 and 18. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Amen. Senior pastor will deliver the message entitled, Keys to Studying Well.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, GCN and Manmi TV viewing audiences, this is the third session on the keys to studying well. In the last session, I explained that you need an adequate intelligence quotient to study well. The second condition to be able to study well is a good environment. We also learned about IQ and EQ. So in the Lord, you can increase your EQ. If you go into spirit, you will increase your EQ. And if you go into Holy Spirit, it will be even higher. And if you increase your EQ, you can also increase your IQ. The second condition to be able to study well is a good environment. There is a story about Mencius' mother in China. This story is about Mencius' mother moving the house three times for her son's education. Mencius was a Chinese Confucian philosopher during the Warring States period. Mencius' father died early and his mother raised him alone. His mother was a wise woman, and she paid much attention to her son's education. At first, they were living next to a cemetery. And Mencius was imitating the paid mourners. Surprised, his mother decided to move. The next house was near a market in the town. Now Mencius began to imitate the cries of the merchants who were despised at the time. So his mother moved to a house next to a school. From that time on, Mencius began to read and learn about propriety. The mother thought it was a good place for him and they settled there. Although they were poor, rather than just earning a livelihood, Mencius' mother tried her best for the education of her child. His mother's effort laid the foundation for Mencius to become a great scholar. What is the reason that this 2,000-year-old story is mentioned again and again today? It's probably because what you see and hear as you grow up is so very important. It is the duty for all of us to make the environment a good one for students to study. Of course, if you receive the strength of God, the circumstances wouldn't matter too much. But it would still be better if you are able to have a good environment and study effectively. Today, I pray in the name of the Lord that all your students, parents, their families, and church members will keep the message in mind and try to provide students with good studying environments. Once we go into the Canaan sanctuary, we'll try to have a better environment for the students to study. We'll have a library that is good for the students, equipped with all the necessary things. They can also, they will have a place to pray and place to sing praises. And also there will be some helping teachers so they can get help with their English and math. And that is my plan. So probably those who are in middle school now, they will enjoy, be able to enjoy some of the those things in their high school, and those are, who are in high school, they can study there in their, when they get into their colleges. So dear students and members of Manmin, what kind of environment do you need to be able to study well? First, you need a stable and comfortable family. The family is the most basic fence of protection. It makes the children feel safe and stable so that they can focus on their studies. And the essential part in making a good family environment is love and attention among the family members. For example, suppose there are always conflicts between the husband and wife or among the siblings. Then, to study in this environment is like studying on a battlefield, because they will be always nervous in their mind, and how can they focus on their studies? Are there any parents who think like, we had an argument, but we didn't raise our voices? A war of nerves, namely a voiceless battle, is still a battle. In childhood and adolescence, children are psychologically very sensitive. If the parent, the face of the parents are not bright, why wouldn't they feel it? They know it's a cloudy day. How can they not discern between a clear day and cloudy day? You know, they know. They are very sensitive about the mood of the family, and they are easily affected by it. Even though the parents do not quarrel, if they are too indifferent towards their children, it's not easy for the children to feel secure. For example, some parents just leave their children alone just because they are busy. Often, the parents are absent from the home, and young children are left unattended in the house. In case of an only child, they have to stay home alone. Children become nervous when their parents are not home for a long time. They may also be exposed to TV or internet without any protection. Some children, they want their parents to go to a Daniel prayer meeting. They're waiting for the parents to go to Daniel prayer meeting. Because they want to watch TV and get on to the internet. And some parents who have children in middle school or high school think that it's okay because the children are all grown up, but you shouldn't think so. Because of the highly nutritional foods nowadays, they look all grown up, but it doesn't mean their inner self is also mature. They are still immature in the ability to control themselves and make proper decisions for themselves. So, the parents have to help them. It doesn't mean you should keep an eye on them 24 hours a day. Too much intervention will have negative effects. Those who are scolding their children too much, the children wouldn't listen to you. Because you talk too much, they don't listen to you. Some parents say, you have to pray, you have to do this, you have to do that. They don't want to hear you. They might feel the interest of the parents too restrictive, and if they are constantly under their strict control of the parents, then they cannot become independent. That is why there are about 700 pastors and full-time workers in the church, and I give them almost, I don't control them at all. I don't give instructions or orders. Then they can just work only within that framework of instructions, so they cannot improve their own skills. Even though they have the capability, they're restricted. Even though they are wise, they might be restricted, so they cannot become independent. Also, in the situation of both parents working, it's not easy for them to be with children all the time. But you have to try your best given your circumstances. The most important thing is that the children should feel that they are cared for and loved by their parents. Of course, you parents must pray to God all the time and leave all your children in God's hands. But you should not think you did all your duty just by praying. Even though you are busy with other things, you have to take care of your children. You should see whether they are doing well in their worship services and prayers, whether they are doing their homework well, whether they find a particular subject very difficult, whether they have a problem with any of their friends, or whether they have other troubles. You obviously have to provide for their meals and snacks, and if you ask them what they need for their studies, wouldn't the children feel encouragement? Proverbs 27:23 says, "Know well the condition of your flocks and pay attention to your herds." When you care for just a pot of flowers or a little pet animal, how much do you have to care for them? The more effort you put in, the better the flowers, the animals will grow up. They will grow well and healthy to the extent that you care for them. And how much more do you think you have to care for your children? You have to care for your children in spirit and body, considering them as a soul entrusted to your care. If you have such good faith, and if you can just entrust them to God's hands 100%, it's good, but it's not easy. But actually, I just entrusted them to God's hands completely. I prayed, "Father, I will do your work very well with my best, but Father, you yourself raise my three children." Even before the opening of the church, that's how I had been praying, and I just believed it, that God would raise them himself. So even in trials or tests, I believed they would be under trials in the providence of God, so I wouldn't be worried too much, because they were in God's hands. But it doesn't mean everybody can do it, because I kept my promise with God. I did all my best for the ministry of God, and for that condition, I asked God to raise my three daughters. I cannot see the children in the children's Sunday school very often, but whenever I preach to them on the children's Sunday or in summer Bible school, I express my love for them, saying, "I love you." Also, nowadays, I try to have more intimate fellowship with the students in every mini crusade. You might not be able to spend a lot of time with your children, and you might not be able to provide them with enough financial support. In some cases, there are some students who cannot afford to buy the things that are necessary for their studies. So every week, I try to find a way to help with the students. Not as a almsgiving or charitable work, but just to provide them with things that are needed for them. Today, I think that students must be wondering what I will give to them. I asked them to read the book of Romans carefully. Because we had a long holiday. Maybe you can even read Romans, the book of Romans, 100 times. If you really tried hard, it didn't take so much time to read the book of Romans once. I'll see the students in the evening. You might not be able to provide them with enough financial support. However, you should try your best to let them feel your love, the love from your heart. Next, in order for the students to study well, you need to provide a family environment where they can study. For example, suppose you tell your children to study, but you watch TV dramas or sports games. Or suppose family members talk and laugh in a loud voice near the studying room. In such situations, the students who are studying will be distracted. Even though they are in the studying room, their mind will be outside. What are the parents talking about? What is on the TV? Why are they? What is so funny that they're laughing so much? Their bodies are in the studying room, but their mind is outside. On the contrary, what if the parents read the books or the Bible and listen to sermons or praise songs instead of watching TV? Then the stable and quiet mood to study will automatically be made. During these Lunar New Year holidays, I hear that many of the families gathered together and watched ZCN. And they showed two classical masterpieces, Quo Vadis and the Ten Commandments. Even before I became a believer, I watched both of them. I didn't know the meaning, but it was fun. It was interesting. And also Ben-Hur, it was released a little later. But after I became a believer, I understood the meanings, and it's still interesting and enjoyable every time I watch it. I watched them even before I became a believer. After I opened the church, and also they showed them on GCN this time again, so I watched them once again. In Quo Vadis, Peter was crucified upside down. And Nero, he was wondering. He thought he was same as God, and he thought he was the best in poem. He was a poet, and you obviously have to inspiration to write a poem. But so he wanted to write a poem watching the whole city being burned down. And so there was rebellion going to take place because the news was spread that the emperor set the fire, and he blamed the Christians. That's how the persecution against the Christians began. And they arrested all the Christians, and they crucified him or beheaded them or gave them as praise, as praise for animals like lions. And they also watched these Christians being eaten in that Coliseum. It can accommodate about 50,000 people, and it's full of Roman citizens. But even a long time ago, I also mentioned that there's something so amazing. Everybody, every single person would feel the fear of death. There was a murderer who killed 9 people, and even so, his last wish was that he would smoke a cigarette, and his hand was shivering so much while smoking. Even though you're a heinous murderer, you fear death so much. But the Christians, they didn't fear death at all. They were going to be praise of lions. They were going to be executed, but they were still singing praises. So even the emperor, Nero, was wondering, what are they? And also, all the Roman citizens, they began to wonder, who is that God they believe in, so that they die with joy? So from that point, they began to wonder who God is, who God of Christianity is, and they began to hear the gospel, and finally the Roman Empire, the whole Roman Empire became a Christian nation. One of the commanders of the army fell in love, and he accepted the Lord, and he wouldn't even fear death after he became a believer. When Peter was trying to escape from Rome, the Lord appeared before him. And Peter asked him, he said, Quo vadis, Domine, which means, where do you go, Lord? Where are you going, Lord? And he said, I'm going to Rome to be crucified again. And Peter realized that he had to go back to Rome, and he took the cross upside down. And if you couldn't, it is something. Sympathetic if you just went outside hanging around with friends and all the time not watching this kind of good programs on GCN, and also this kind of movie plays for some time, so you can gather your family members can gather together and watch them together. Sometimes you think your children are too young to understand anything and just turn on the TV, but little children are affected by the TV even more than adults. They may come to love watching TV as they grow up. On the contrary, if you let them have easy access to good books at home and also set a good example, they are likely to enjoy reading books as they grow up. You should keep in mind that the children are a reflection of their parents. You students should also try not to come into contact with things that can disturb you while studying. Dear students of Manmin and members of Manmin outside of the family, other circumstances are also important. Schools are the place where students spend most of their time. If most students in a certain school generally study hard, you can also study hard. If you have good friends around you, you can get help from them too. So you should have good friends. It is beneficial to have friends who can study with you, who can share methods of studying, and who can kindly teach you and answer your questions. In my high school days, I had only good friends. So you know, there are friends who study all the time and who play around all the time, and also those who are half and half. So I used to hang around with those who studied. There's a boy who was featured by Education Channel. He was at around 280th rank in his school, but he began to study in the 10th grade. The event that changed him was the change of his friends. His friends used to play computer games with him before, but now they began to study in libraries or private tuitions. So he also felt he couldn't live like he was living anymore. He also began to study hard, and if he found studying difficult, he followed the example of the number one student in his class. As a result, his grades went up very much, and he was accepted by the Seoul National University. Along with friends, teachers can play a very important role. If you have teachers who give you hope, praise your good points, and encourage you, you are likely to excel in studies. You can understand this from the fact that if the students like certain teachers, they get good grades in those teachers' subjects. So you should meet and hang around with good teachers too. You should also meet a good professor in colleges. In 60s or 70s and 80s, there were some students, they met with some professors. They are affected by those professors, so they always just go on the streets to demonstrate. The good teachers will lead the students to good ways, but if they sometimes the students, they lead the students to just to go to movie theaters or just play some sports games and hang around and play together. But some teachers, they would help the students with the studies. Some teachers make their students to love playing around and enjoying themselves. In case of adult members, if your company always encourages the employees to study and improve their skills, and all the employees do so, you will also study hard. But if everyone around you is satisfied with the current situation, you are likely to join them and no longer try. The town where the student lives and the people they meet are also important factors. Mencius' mother realized this fact from her experience and moved to a good place. But even though your parents try your best, it is not something easy to change the current environment, like moving a home to another town. But I also have concerns on this matter and try my best. One of the environments that our students have is the church. So I always try to make a good environment for them to study well while they lead a good life in faith. For this reason, we open English and math classes during every vacation so that they can catch up with those subjects. If they hate, I mean, if they dislike any subjects, they cannot really catch up in the school. And if they dislike English or math, it is a big problem. So during this winter vacation, we opened the free classes, so everyone who wanted to could attend those classes. We try to create the environment to study hard. If you try your best to learn the word and pray hard, it is also creating a good environment for the students. If you earn the recognition in your workplace or a company, it can also motivate the students. If you encourage and pray for those students who study hard, they will feel much more strengthened. Dear students of Manmin and members of Manmin, listening to the message so far, do any of you think, I don't have good family environment, school, and other circumstances, so what should I do? We don't have many students here in the second morning service. Of course, it is good to have a good environment, but environments are not everything in studying well. I hope you will understand this point. It's not easy to find a student who has access to all the factors of a good environment in every aspect. You may not have a good family environment, or you might have parents who are not believers. Now, in a case where it's not easy to change your unfavorable circumstances, what do you have to do? You can avoid being bound by your circumstances. Namely, you can study well if you control and rule over your environment. You students must have heard many stories of those who overcame difficult situations, studied hard, and became successful. You who are believers in God can find it easier to rule over your circumstances. How? You can conquer and subdue your situations in reality with faith and the strength of God. Let me explain the spiritual principle applied here briefly. Your environment belongs to the physical space. But if you stay in this spiritual space by faith, you can rule over the physical space because spirit is in a higher dimension than flesh. Namely, it is that your soul prospers. What does it mean that your soul prospers? If your soul prospers, all things go well with you and you'll be healthy. Soul's prosperity means spirit is the master of man and the soul is supposed to be the slave of spirit. So if the soul is under the full control of the spirit, we say this state is that soul is prosperous. So those who go into spirit, their soul is prosperous because their spirit is controlling the soul. Also, the spirit controls the body. So if the spirit is in control, the soul will only obey the spirit. And also the body will be automatically be controlled by the spirit. So if the soul prospers, all things go well and you will be healthy. Because the spirit is controlling both soul and body. So you'll be healthy and everything goes well. So because the spirit is in full control, everything goes well. Because the spirit follows the desires of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows all the future. And so the Holy Spirit guides you in only good ways, prosperous ways. So even the impossible will become possible. And that is why I'm always asking you to make your soul prosperous. Even in your businesses, I tell them to study spiritual things first before they do learn the things of business. Of course, they have to do the business, but they have to learn the spiritual things first so their spiritual eyes can open. And if they can understand the spiritual things, they will be able to see the things that they couldn't see before. They will realize that their ways were wrong before. So their eyes will open, that their eyes of the mind will be opened so they can understand. If they have any counseling or advisors, or if they talk to anybody, they can control the situations if they are going to spirit. So if you stay in the spiritual space by faith, you can rule over the physical space, because spirit is in a higher dimension than flesh. For example, men of flesh find it difficult to study hard in a noisy and agitating place. They can hear the noise and they see unsettled surroundings. Of course, some people try to overcome such circumstances with their mental power, but it's not something that's easy. But men of spirit will not be disturbed by such an environment at all. I've had many extraordinary experiences regarding situations like this. Long ago, I had to move around to go to the prayer places in different locations. I didn't have one fixed stable place, so I had to move around here and there. When I had a prayer place in Gangwon-do or Jochiwon, there were railways behind the house or at either side of the house. In Gangwon-do, the railway was right behind the house, maybe just 10 meters away from the house. And the train would always sound the horn, every time they came near the house. And also, when I was in Jochiwon, it was the biggest house in Jochiwon. It was known as the biggest house in Jochiwon. I used the second floor of this house because it was one of the elders' house, and I was praying there, receiving the word of God. So I pray all day from morning, and in the evening I receive the revelation. And after the revelation was over, I came out to take a break. It is just before dinner, so I exercise a little bit. Maybe I would ride a bicycle or play badminton on the yard. And in the house in Jochiwon, the railways on both sides, either side of the house, one going towards Daejeon and the other going towards Seoul. So there were so many trains running, and I would feel that the trains were running only at that moment. Even though I was in the house or in the room all day, I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't hear any other noise while I was praying and concentrating. But then when I came out, only then I would feel that there were trains running. Same with Gangwon-do. So even because I experienced those things, I just turn on GCN loudly, and I do all the things, all the work I do, prepare for the sermons, and I just put the volume to the maximum. It is actually not to listen to it. I want to see it. There is a sermon, there are praises, and there are testimonies. I'm watching it, but I don't want to hear it. I don't want to listen to it. It's not to intentionally pay attention to the sound. So I just watch and I do my work. because I put the volume to the maximum, it just comes into my ear automatically, so I don't have to pay attention to it. So I just do my work. But if there is any point, anything that I really want to watch, then I can hear it. Or I can just listen to the praise song. And the sermons, because it's my own sermon, I just I don't pay attention to it. I just do my work. And I also, when there is a praise song, I hear the sound and do my work at the same time. So I can control it. So there were railways behind the house or at either side of the house. And the trains were running many times a day. But I could not hear any train sound even though I stayed there the whole day. It's because I concentrated on reading the word and prayer. Sometimes you might have to study in a place that is not really suitable for studying. For example, those who have part-time jobs or those who have to practice their skills along with their studies do not have enough time to study well. So they have to study during breaks in school or while they are riding in public transportation. Those who are really studying hard, they study all the time, even on the streets, while they are in the buses or in crowded buses or in any place, even in bathrooms. Even while they're eating, they have a book next to them. That's how we studied. And I think they do the same today. And you have no time to study is can only be an excuse. In elementary school, I never really studied. I loved playing around. When I came back home from the school, there was nobody. The parents were working in the field, and my elder brothers were in Seoul, and there was nobody. So nobody was telling me to study. So I just put my bag in the house, and I would just go outside and play with the friends. Sometimes if mother is there, I just would go out, not dropping by the house at all. So I would be scolded in the evening. That's how I spent my elementary school. But from the middle school, my circumstances, my environment was not good at all. And we had a very small house, and many people, even my cousins, had to sleep together in one room, and we didn't even have a desk or anything like that. And I would be late to the school every day because I was staying in my aunt's house, and I couldn't ask my aunt to prepare breakfast for me, especially for me earlier. So I would just eat with them, and I would go to school, and I would be late every day. And I asked my parents so much to give me a separate room. But that's how I spent my middle school days. Because at that time, everybody was poor and nobody really had good environment. But I had a good point that I made, that I formed. You have these deficiencies of the body, and if you don't have these deficiencies of the body, you can succeed in anything. The thing I did, Every end of the year, I'd make a yearly plan for the new year. So I have the basic overview, yearly planning according to every month, in every month. And so for every month, I will have the monthly plan, more detailed plan. And also, I'll have the weekly plan on every Saturday. So I'll have more detailed plans. What time I'd wake up, wash myself, go to school, and after coming home, I would study this much, I do homework, and I would study this subject. I would spend more time on English because I had the timetable of the classes. So I would just follow the plans, schedule. And if I didn't keep my schedule, I would punish myself. At that time, we were all hungry, and it was something so hard to skip a meal. And that, of course, at that time, I was a teenager, and I would eat a lot. And if I didn't keep my schedule, I would skip a meal. So not to skip a meal, I kept all my schedules. And if there was an unavoidable situation, I would just skip a meal. Or I would punish myself if I didn't keep the schedules. I would wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and in winter it's so cold. At that time we didn't really have any good heating. So at 4 o'clock in the morning it's really cold, and you don't feel like waking up at all. And on my schedule, I had to get up at 4. And I count 1, 2, 3, and I had to get up. And if it's too cold, I couldn't. I would count 1, 2, 3, but I couldn't get up. Then I would punish myself for not keeping my plan, my schedule, so that I could keep my schedule. So I would, next time, I would get up when I count 1, 2, and 3. That's how I try to control my body and mind. And at the midnight, it's a time to go to bed. And it's my free time, actually. In my room, there was my big brother. He was also very strict. Right now, he is attending Gwangju Manmin Church, serving the church as an elder. But he was very strict person. And after midnight is my free time. So I would go outside and meet with some friends and do some exercises. There was a little hillside, and I'd go up there and do some exercises, parallel bars or skipping rope and or weightlifting and things like that. So before I used to lift quite a bit of weight. That is the time I enjoyed with my friends doing exercises. And I would sleep and get up at 4 again. And I'm grateful that because I controlled myself, I didn't develop any deficiencies of the body, and it is so helpful today because I make up my mind and I have to do it. That was helpful when I was casting off sins. When I couldn't cast off the sins in thoughts, the things of the flesh, I would fast for 3 days. And if I couldn't cast off, even after 3 days fast, 3 day fast, I would do a 7 day fasting. If that didn't work, 10 days or 15 days. But in most cases, I could cast off with a 3 day fast. But there was no single sin that I couldn't cast off even after 7 days 7 day fasting. I knew myself. So if I couldn't cast it off with a 7 day fasting, I had to fast for 10 days. How foolish it is. You have to cast it off anyway. So I cast it off just in that kind of fasting. God doesn't help you. So I had to, you know, I wanted to cast off within 3 days. But when I was fasting for 7 days, I would say to myself, you're such a foolish man. You will have to cast it off anyway. And why didn't you cast it off? And why are you starving yourself for 7 days? You're such a fool. And so I cast off anything within 7 days, because otherwise I had to fast for 10 days. So it helped me so much when I was casting off sins, because I controlled myself, controlled my body and mind. I couldn't accept breaking promise even with myself. So when I was casting off sins, I had to cast off sins. There were a couple of sins that were difficult to cast off, and after pulling out the roots of those major sins, the rest was very easy. It's the same with the church members, those who are in financial difficulty. Why do you have to be in financial difficulty? Even though you are doing laborious work, even though you're working on a construction site, if you don't have any deficiencies of the body, you don't have a reason to be poor. Even though you are running just a small grocery shop, you don't have to, you can be rich. Suppose you get $70,000 won, about $70. About 25 years ago, it was still 50, 60,000 won. But even now, it's 70,000 won. It's the wage is not increasing so much. Suppose it is 70,000 won, about $70. If you just have a determination, if you save $20 a day, maybe for 3 years or 5 years, you just make up your mind. $20 a day. Of course, you're not paid every day. But maybe in 15 days, you'll be paid in 2 weeks. So in 15 days, it is $300. So you save $300 anyway. Those who are working on construction site, even though they're having difficulties, they drink every day and they smoke every day. So if they cut off all the drinking and smoking, it'll save so much. Also, on holidays, they gamble all the time. So they waste all their wages on gambling. So it is all from deficiencies of the body, because they cannot control their own thoughts and mind. And also they have their desires to take from somebody else. So even when I was working on the construction field, I would advise them all the time, what will be your future? What if you get older? If you become 40 and 50 years old and you will not even have the strength, what are you going to do with your family? Reduce your drinking and smoking and do not gamble. And I was telling them these things all the time, but they all loved me. Even though I was saying those things, they didn't say anything about my advice. And suppose you have this kind of determination and just do it. But the problem is, you change your mind in the middle. If there is something, you just spend your savings. If something happens, you just spend your savings. But so, no matter what, you have to consider you don't have it, so you have to save it. And consider that you don't have it at all. If you have that kind of mentality, you can succeed in anything. Students, businessmen, just common laborers. You don't have to borrow from anybody. You don't have to. It's just because of the, you don't have that kind of determination, and it's because you have those deficiencies of the body. And all, so God says, those who have unchanging mind, unchanging heart will go to New Jerusalem. Just look at the fathers of faith, the men of God. They didn't have any changing of mind. Same with the students, elders, or businessmen. Anybody can do it. Those who control their body through spirit can overcome their circumstances and focus on their studies wherever they are. They can control their senses of hearing and seeing as they want. You had the long holidays this time. There was no Daniel prayer, no Friday online service. You had a long time. Even when you have this kind of long free time, those who control themselves, they control themselves. One of the high school students was telling me that he prayed every day, even in these holidays. I thought he came to the church. I heard many people came to the church to pray, but he just did it at home with his mother. So whatever is given to God, he gave to God. And many people were telling me, oh, senior pastor, we became lazy during this week and we have to recover. But of course you shouldn't skip prayers. Those who do not have enough stamina to continue to study for a long time can also increase their time of studying if they control their weak parts of the body through the Spirit. As they do their best and rely on God from moment to moment, God will give them more strength. To rely on God is to seek His power while trying to walk in His Word. You can receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit as you keep on trying, and you can rule over and subdue the physical circumstances through the strength from above. Furthermore, to the extent that you give birth to Spirit through the Spirit, namely to the extent that you cultivate your heart with Spirit, you can continually utilize the spiritual space. Then you can also control not just the physical environment, but also emotional environments. For example, your parents often have a quarrel. Also, your parents are too busy to pay attention, to pay enough attention to you. Or you cannot afford to buy all the things necessary for study or to get tuition for private education. If you are controlled by such circumstances, you don't have willingness to study. You'd only have negative thoughts thinking, why are my parents and my family like this? What's the use of studying anyway? But no matter what kind of circumstances you have, your surroundings cannot control your thoughts if you have the heart of spirit. If you harbor heart of spirit, you will have only thoughts in goodness.
오히려 선한 생각이 들어요. 나의 참 아버지는 누구시지?
Complaints and resentment cannot come upon you if you fill your heart with the love of God, the Father, thinking, Who is my real Father? It is God, the Master of all things. He is rich and powerful and He loves me so much. If your parents do not really love you so much, then you can fill yourself with the love of God and the love of the Lord. God is love itself. You'd not resent your family situation or parents, but you'd rather pray for your parents and family. My parents are doing their best. It must be so hard for them too. I will be their strength and joy by studying hard. You will think this way.
우리를 먹이시고 입히시고 학교 보내고 그러기 위해서 부모님은 얼마나
The parents are trying so hard to feed you, to send you to schools. And if you have this kind of good heart, how can you resent your circumstances? Many of our college students have to work at part-time jobs to pay for their tuition or their living expenses while pursuing their studies. In this kind of case, you can make positive confessions of faith, saying, I'm so thankful that I can learn to be independent at such an early age. I think I have a big vessel since I am helping my parents. I will be able to go into spirit quickly. How lovely I will look in the eyes of God. Then it will be even something happier. Let me conclude the message. Dear students and members of Manmin, the worldly people rely on and boast of their friends, wealth, social power, or other backgrounds they have. But Psalm 27 says, Some boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. It said, God will back us up if we rely on Him and boast of Him. And I think you heard already, I didn't really pay attention to my children. Of course I had to pay attention to my children, but there was a reason. I love them so much. In fact, Pastor Mi-young Lee, she knew every time I had time with them, I would hold her hand and go outside and I would show her many things, and I would buy many things for her. I would take her to Namsan, Changchung Park many times, whenever we had time. Also, I would clothe them with the hanbok, traditional dresses, and for some tourists, foreigners, they would love to take pictures with them. But in case of Pastor Sujin Lee, because she was born after we became a believer, but we still had the time together with the family. But she didn't receive as much love as Pastor Mi-young Lee did. But since I came to know that the Lord's coming is near, I pray to God. Heavenly Father, I'll do my best in your ministry, even before the opening of the church. And Father, take care of my daughters. I entrust them to your care. I'll try my best for your ministry. And since then, I didn't really pay attention to them because I believed God, that God would raise them himself. Even in tests or trials, I believed it was in the hands of God. And I kept my promise with God. I did all my best for the ministry of God to keep my promise. And I asked God to raise them himself, and God did. No matter how I tried so hard, I wouldn't be able to raise them the way as they have grown up. It is because of God's hand. In case of Pastor Myung and Mi-kyung Lee, God will back us up if we rely on Him and boast of Him. So just rely on Him. When they relied on God and God took the care, took the responsibility, they prospered. But the way when they relied on other countries or other things, on men, they were attacked, conquered by other countries. And if they relied on men until the end was not good. In the next session, I will introduce to you some people who have experienced this. I pray in the name of the Lord that you students will control your circumstances by the power of God and become the witnesses who have experienced the power of God. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become faith and life. Let them learn the keys to studying well. And I believe that they have an understanding on how to raise their children. And let many students change, let many church members change. So let them study well, let them excel in their faith, life of faith too. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick, lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your works transcending space and time. Bless all the churches, branch churches, local sanctuary members who are attending the service through satellite, and all the children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, all GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences, and all overseas missionaries, pastors, and members of more than 9,000 branch churches, and they sent their photos and prayer requests. Lay your hands on their photos and prayer requests. Pastor Taira Erika from Japan, that Kawasaki Manmin Church receive financial blessing to move and build a new sanctuary. John Chunhua, she is doing a 21-day fasting beginning with February 7th. Answer to our prayers and put Manmin Church and all the church workers receive the strength of God in their ministry. Lu Chengwei has a calculus in the kidney and skin disease. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Miao Shiran has gas poisoning, vomiting, hearing disorder. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Tang Jingchun, breast cancer. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the cancers, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Dong Zhenqing, her daughter has athlete's foot, dermatitis, and insomnia. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhang Pingzi, all the diseases of the body, go away. Dong Suping, pains in the joints, go away. Wei Guijin, arthritis, and the problem with the current apartment, be resolved. Xi Shufing, let her meet with her son, whom she didn't meet for 15 years. Zhou Bingchun, let him get the money he lent quickly and bless his business. Li Wei, let the Manmin Church have a revival. Zhang Wenzhang, Li Fenggang, Wan Huan, Li Wichin, Wang Nishi, forgive all their past sins and let them go into spirit and let their families be evangelized. Heavenly Father, from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the stomach, kidney, intestines, and all the internal organs be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Skin diseases go away. light come. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes go away. Let everything be normal and all the diseases go away. All diseases, germs, viruses go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Pains go away. Enemy, devil, and power of darkness go away. Lose the bond of wickedness and go away. Father, protect them throughout this week. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles and let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, protect them throughout this week, next week, and the week after next week. Protect and bless their workplaces and business fields. Bless them whether they come in or go out. Let them lend and not borrow. And give the jobs to jobless and give them financial blessings. Let them ride on the flow of Spirit and give them financial blessings too. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.